TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
My wife neglected to shut the door, so vamp for a moment, and then we'll start the show.
Vampity vamps, vamp on tramps. Vampity tramps, vampity vampity tramps.
I'm back.
Timmy, back again. Blah, 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 blah.
Mmm. Delicious. Okay.
Tim loves it. Tim loves it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week we talk about and spoil Russian Doll. I'm obsessed with Happy Death Day to You. We talk about Alita Battle Angel. We talk about moving desks at work. And then we objectify male and female celebrities. And when you hear this sound... Go show it. It's your birthday. That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast.
Okay.
I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the boom in
TanCast.
All right, before we get to anything else, we got important questions to get straightened out.
Uh-huh.
With everything going on in the world today,
uh-huh.
There's just some issues we got to get on the table.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah.
Have you seen Russian Dolls?
Yeah. Singular, but yeah.
Excellent.
And what'd you think?
I thought it was fucking great.
It was pretty good going into it, not knowing anything about it.
Yep.
As Noah was saying, it's not necessarily a spoiler, but when you're watching it, and all of a sudden, well, okay. If you want to be like us and live that sweet life where you don't know what's going on until you're just like, I don't know, it's called Russian Dolls, and Tia Leoni's not in it. That's all I know.
That she is not. That is,
yeah, that I is a correct out, statement. I misheard Noah last week, and I thought he said Tia Leoni, not Natasha Leone. So I was like... Wait, I don't think Tia Leoni is in this.
I might have said Natasha Leone, so maybe I'm saying her name incorrectly, and that confused you.
So then I sent Noah a series of pictures like, this is Natasha Leone, and this is Tia Leone. You should know what you're talking about. He's like, I did. I said the latter. And I went back and listened, and I'm like, he's goddamn right. I fucked up. So then I brought up Tia Leone later in the episode, and both hosts were like, just went with it. Like, I don't know, Tim's insane. Who knows? Just keep talking.
Maybe you have a session with Tia Leone. I don't know what the fuck you do at home.
And you did say something to that effect.
I went with it because I had dodged so much information about Russian Doll, I didn't know who was in it.
I mean, same here. I didn't know who was in it either until, like, I was watching it.
All right.
Anyway, okay, so if you want to go in like us... not knowing anything about it, skip ahead until, I don't know, sometime later in the show. Good luck. When you're watching it and all of a sudden the day loops, you're like, oh, it's this kind of show. That was neat.
That it is that type of show.
You're like, I don't know, people say I should like this. Let's see what's going on. Oh.
Navy SEALs.
It's my new favorite genre of movie, people repeating their birthday over and over again. Not movie, entertainment, I guess, because that one. But like, I've been watching it in one night, even though I was like, I think I'll just break this in half. I'll do the first four episodes one night, and the first four episodes, and the second four the next night. And then I ended up going one more episode past the halfway mark, and then I realized I had forgotten to put the clothes in the dryer. I'm like, well, I mean, if I have to stay and put them in the dryer, that's another hour. I've done another hour, might as well commit to the last half hour. So I did the entire thing in one night. And then I rented Happy Death Day to You, and then the next night I watched... No, I didn't. I rented Happy Death Day, and then the next day I went and see Happy Death Day to You. I'm like, I feel like I'm just binge-watching people repeating birthdays, like, now I'm sad there's no more of them. Like, I want more of this genre. But Russian dolls.
Singular. Russian doll.
No, so, it's Russian dolls.
Is it?
It's a franchise now.
So is it Natasha Lyonne or Natasha Lyonne? Am I saying it incorrectly?
It's Russian doll.
Andrew, I knew Andy was going to get stuck on it. I'm not ignorant. I'm wrong. There's a difference.
Oh. Willfully ignorant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is. Russian dolls.
You're wignorant. Noah.
Yes?
One of these days I'm going to come visit your house, and then a few days after that you're going to wonder why your hand sanitizer smells like nuts. Don't be my nuts, Noah.
That's okay. I'll just keep watching Russian dolls over and over again.
I mean, you enjoy that, but meanwhile, your sanitized hands are going to smell like my nuts.
And who the fuck says I washed my hands? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Or uses hand sanitizer.
Noah seemed the type to use hand sanitizer, Tim. I was taking a swing.
He uses soap.
On a rope.
Like an American.
Because it's dope.
Yeah, that was dumb, but I enjoyed it. I think it's Natasha Lyonne. I don't know if it's Leone or Lyonne.
Okay. She was great.
Could be Lyonne.
And something I've noticed, why does repeating the same day over and over again happen to generally shitty people?
Because not shitty people don't have anything to learn. So, like, if you were doing that to a not shitty person, then it would just seem like punishment.
Yes, but they could help other people. Like, what if George Bailey had to repeat the same day over and over again?
I mean, it would just be boring movie about him optimizing his day.
Or what if, like, you turned a good person shitty by repeating the same day over again?
That would be an interesting take, Tim.
Just saying.
It's like the Joker. Like, anyone can become a villain if they have one bad day.
Especially, like, if it's one repeating bad day.
What if it's, like, all the same one bad day? Although that was the plot of an episode of Supernatural.
Was it now?
Yes, it was.
Hmm.
I won't say why, I won't say who, but the protagonists got stuck repeating over and over and over and over and over. And, like, time would reset when one of them would die.
Oh, it was Doctor Strange. He came to bargain with Dormammu. Yeah. Nothing, Noah? I thought that was all right.
Dormammu. I guess Doctor Strange. Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
So, Noah, how much did you know going into it?
Russian dolls. I just knew that she was repeating.
You guys will excuse me while I eat this chip right into my microphone, won't you?
Over and over again.
Okay, so you didn't know that there was a second guy who would also be repeating?
No, that was a surprise. Did I know that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I think that was definitely. Well, sometimes it's hard to remember, like, after you've seen something, to go back and remember, like, was that in the trailer? You know, I think it was in the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Like, that scene where they're on the elevator and she's like, whoops. She's like, we're about to die. Aren't you scared? He's like, no. And it happens to be all the time. But I can't remember. But either way, I enjoyed it. I mean, to me, it wasn't. Give me 1 second. There we go. To me, it's more about the story than the surprise. But, yeah, It was enjoyable. I like, you know, Natasha Lyonne is good. Lyonne, whatever. Other characters were good.
Lyonne. We're agreeing on Lyonne.
Lyonne. It was just a fun show. I do not understand why anyone would sleep with that one fucking guy. He was shitty.
Oh, the
professor guy?
The guy who was, yeah.
I'm like, oh, he doesn't even, I mean, granted, you know, you are the outside observer, so you know everything that's going on, but I'm like, just to look, I don't like to cut that guy's jib.
Man, you need to trim your jib.
I don't like it. Not a fan. And so there's talk of more seasons, and I'm like, what are they going to do? I'm very curious. Like, are they going to continue that story? Are they going to go with other stories?
I think I read about it, and she was very cagey about her response, about whether or not it would be involve those characters or somebody else. If it would be like a, what do you call those kind of series, like Tales from the Crypt or Black Mirror or Anthology.
Got it.
Yeah, or like, yeah, I guess it's still an anthology when they do it, but I was thinking of American Horror Story, where it's like, it's not every episode is a self-contained thing, but like every season is still self-contained.
Yes. And sorry.
I was just going to say, I can't decide what I would want. Like, I don't know if like, I'm like, do I feel like their story's done? And I'm like, oh yeah, we should move on to somebody else.
Like, you would be interested to find out more about those characters, but I would not want more conflict that they'd have to overcome thrown in their life that might make things worse. If that makes sense.
Right.
Like, I feel like they got to a good place. I would like to not see that undone by the next series.
Yeah. Yeah, I would prefer that it be, something new and different. Yeah.
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 Russian Doll.
All right, should we stop spoiling it and actually just give overall thoughts without spoilers on it?
Sure.
Okay. Or do we want to continue to, like, break parts apart? You know what? Actually, as long as if we've gotten this spoilery with everything else.
All right.
What did you guys think about the ending?
I was somewhat disappointed at first because I was like, that is really ambiguous. And then I was like, because I was watching it on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I should have watched it on a bigger screen because then I would have noticed that they made sure to visually represent that both of the people we've been watching the whole time are the ones that made it to the end.
Yeah. It really did my head in where there's the split screen becomes one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a moment there's three of her.
Well, yeah, and all, like, there's one shot, like, it's not even a split screen.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have two of her walk past her.
Yes, exactly.
Go in the other direction.
Yep.
You're like, oh, wait, so there were multiple timelines that we didn't see? And maybe that's what a sequel would be, involving, like, other timelines? Or, like, go into other characters, like that hobo guy, who I feel like has more going on than we've been led to believe.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you feel like maybe he's, like, some mythical being or something?
Or something. Maybe we can solve some of his issues.
Yeah. Or he's in, a different type of loop.
Could be.
I think it was interesting that his nickname is Horse, but he was wearing a deer head. I was like, would a horse head be, like, two on the nose?
I mean, do you dress up as an Andy every time you go out to a parade? No.
True. True.
Does Noah dress up as a piece of shit just because it's his nickname? No.
Oh, that's hurtful, guys.
I'm sorry.
Guys, that's hurtful.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I should have said two pieces of shit.
That's very hurtful, man.
You know, one thing I gotta say I loved about this movie is there was no point where the universe was getting man's...
Series! Oh!
Wow. Tim, you're an asshole.
You gave me shit about calling it Russian Dolls.
I know, I'm just being funny. I'm just like, oh.
What did I say? Movie?
Yeah.
Oh, show. Thing. Nobody was like mansplaining the universe to her.
I mean, I was the one drawback to me.
I mean, she was like,
where's the character I can relate to?
I'm like, how the fuck does she understand anything if no one's explaining it to her?
Oh, Jesus, God.
I mean, I felt it enhanced kind of the magical nature of everything that her simple woman brain was still able to somehow pluck the meaning from what she was observing. Although, there were several loops that we didn't see, so maybe someone explained it to her in those loops.
That's probably what happened.
Probably. It would make the most sense.
Oh,
that is the most sensible take on a time-looping, confusing fucking narrative. Ooh. All right. So now we should probably be done with the spoilers and the spoiling. And the spoilerific.
All right.
So
I'll
anyone
say I like it.
Rejoining us,
block
yes.
out a whole, block out 4 hours and just watch it all together.
Yep. Yeah, there. I mean, you look at it and you'll go, "Oh, 8 episodes." No, this is a time commit. Nope, they are short. They are punchy. Keeps on moving. Yeah, like really, the only reason to have it as 8 little episodes is like it makes for good little breaks. Because it still does, 8 different times, kind of like. It ends that act. So, it's like, yeah, there was a lot of, like, 8 different times of me going, oh. So it was, it was well-paced. Stuck around no longer than it needed to. told a very excellent story, the nature of which we will not discuss now. And, yeah, I mean, what are we really going to do with those 4 hours anyway? Sleep? Sleep is for the
dead.
That's
what stuck us. Wow. All right. So we did it. Russian Dolls.
We did it. It's Andy. Done.
Andy and I both said we liked it.
Yep.
If you want to know what Noah thinks, I guess you have to go to last week's episode, because he's not going to say it again.
I loved it. I thought it was great. Natasha blah 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 was amazing.
Guys, I apologize. Somebody's banging on my door. I'll be right back. I'm going to tell him to fuck off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hey, Noah.
Yeah?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I like to podcast. I do it every week sometimes, sometimes not, but, you know, whatever. It's okay, baby. It's okay when we miss. We're having a good time. We're partying. I like to party.
I like to party. I like to party.
I like to party. I like to party. Party hardy. In my mouth.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Huh?
What? Who said that?
I'll tell you one thing. The Bacon King, or the Bacon... I can't remember what it's called. There's like a bacon sandwich thing at Burger King. It's too much.
I'm back.
It's too much?
Yeah, didn't finish it.
Wait, what was this thing at Burger King that was too much?
It's a bacon sandwich. Is it the Bacon King? I don't think it's called the Bacon King.
Is it a,
I can't remember.
Is it a breakfast thing?
No. It's a regular burger.
Okay.
And they have a sourdough version, which may also be too much. Who knows?
Hmm.
But I was like, you know what? I'm done. I don't have to choke all this down. I've had enough.
My wife is a huge fan of the Sourdough Jack, but she is not a huge fan of the Burger King. I wonder if the Sourdough King might be enough for her. Or the sourdough, whatever it is.
Take her out there. Sure, what's
show
up?
Her.
Sourdough
Let
King.
Let me show you the world.
You know what, though?
Shining, shimmering, indescribable feelings.
I feel like she might have tried that before.
Yeah.
I've never seen Frozen.
You have not seen Frozen?
Nope. And there's a sequel coming out.
Yes, there is. Highly anticipated.
I was look.
That trailer makes it look super ominous and dark.
I know. Go show
it's your birthday. Although, I remember the first trailer for Frozen that made it look like it was a zany comedy about a snowman, so I don't trust them. I don't know what this next trailer is going to be. I assume Elsa's going to be reliving her birthday over and over again, otherwise I'm not watching.
I mean, it does look like she's caught in like some sort of loop there. Gotta get over this wave. Gotta get over this wave. I'm like,
as long as she sings Let It Go every time.
Yeah, she accidentally... So, no, I apologize. Spoilers. She accidentally froze an entire fucking bay. She can't handle one wave?
Well, that was a stressed-out accident.
I mean, she looks pretty stressed this time. So, again, question
it's
remains.
It's a different kind of stress.
Okay. I feel like Tim's trying to mislead me here. But I don't know enough about Frozings to argue with him.
It's Frozen!
You're a piece of shit. I love you.
Well, whatever. You should let me enjoy my Russian dolls, and you'd get none of this.
Oh. Tim?
Yeah?
One day, you're going to pick up your darling son, and you're going to hug him and kiss him on the cheek, and you're going to smell my nuts in his hair.
Nope.
So I'm going to put my nuts in his shampoo.
Nope.
That's not going to be a thing that's going to happen.
You're mistaken.
Tim.
Your information is not correct.
Dread it. Run from it. Oh, man. We have less than a month to go until Captain Marvel.
Still not soon enough.
I know. I need it in me. In the meantime, I mean, I guess we're all being drafted to fight some war on the border.
I know Andy's not on Facebook, but there's been this thing going around. You know how, like, if there's an actual disaster on Facebook, you can mark yourself safe from said disaster?
Yep.
So it says people. There's this picture going around said Mark safe from Trump's bullshit emergency on the border, phony emergency on the border. Like that is amusing.
There's a subreddit on Reddit that just decided that if it's an emergency, all posts must be in all caps. And they have a bot where if you post a comment that is not entirely in caps, the comment will be deleted.
Wow.
I mean, it's an emergency. We should all be running around screaming, right? Or, you know.
What it just means it's we're all getting some of that orange powdery stuff that helps you not get a cold.
Oh, maybe.
National emergency.
Mm.
That's his healthcare plan.
Yes.
Thought that joke was...
Yes.
No, you know what? I wasn't really that proud of that joke. I expected this exact reaction, and I don't know why I'm trying to get you guys to give me more. You gave me what I deserved, mm-hmm. and fair play to you.
Mm-hmm. See, Tim, the secret is that joke smelled like my nuts the whole time.
Andy, wash your nuts. I don't know why their smell is permeating up to three things so far in this episode, but wash them. Scrub them down. Do a bubble bath, treat yourself, but just get them clean.
Tim, that's the problem.
Throw a bath bomb in there.
Tim, that's the problem. There is no cleaning them. They have always been like this, and they will always be like this.
They have been and always will be, my friend.
My nuts. So, other than the emergency, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Oh, I saw Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You, which I mentioned earlier.
You did?
I have become a super fan.
Very good.
Mostly of the first one. The second was good, but the first one, I was like, this was great. Have you seen them, either one of them, Andy?
I've seen the first one. I have not seen the second.
Okay, good. Then it won't. Then it, this won't. And not that this is a major spoiler, but like I was like, this is a pretty darn good movie. Until she farts midway through it, just because she knows the guy won't remember it. I was like, this is my favorite movie for life. I was like, I did not see it going this way.
Oh man, it wasn't even like a little toot either.
No. <Nope. laughs> Like they cut. There's three separate cuts while the fart is exiting her. Good times. Yeah, I hope they do make a third one.
All right.
Apparently, the box office was a little disappointing on Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh. I gotta
get jiggy with it.
Yeah.
Na 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 na.
I gotta decide if I'm gonna try to get to the theater to see that.
I've seen four movies of the last week.
Yes?
The Prodigy, oh. Cold Pursuit, which apparently is a remake, and I've heard the was better. And it's supposed to be a dark action comedy, which I not realize going into it. And I saw Happy Death Day to You and Battle Angel Alita.
How was that one?
I enjoyed it. Yeah, like, it was good. It feels a little slow, and then it kind of starts to pick up, and you're like, oh, yes, like, this is getting good.
You guys can continue. Hold on a second. No, I have to go for a second. You guys can continue.
Okay.
Yes, James.
All right. I was going to say, that's real mixed messages there, Tim.
I know. I'm
So, please continue now. You have the floor.
Yeah, it was good. It was enjoyable, and I've been reading like the source material. Like, there's like a 3D animation, and there's an anime, and it seems like I don't know if they pulled from that, but there's like a lot of the scenes seem like they're from there. And I don't know, maybe that was pulling from the manga. And I mean, it seems a little dated, kind of like they're playing this rollerball. It just seems, I don't know. It just seems like of a time that was like in the 90s or something. Like, oh man. We're going to play rollerball. And it's like this seems like it was invented when, like, rollerblading was still popular. And, like, we thought that was going to be the, you know, the thing of the future.
Yeah, it did look a little, like, it's weird that, you know, it's in the future, but it somehow looked dated.
It kind of does. It's kind of odd.
Now that you've said that, that is exactly the misgivings I was having looking at those trailers. Like, this looks like old people, like a past vision of the future.
Right, like, oh, this is what we thought the future was going to be like, you know.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I mean, man, how extreme is the future going to be?
Granted, the original manga was made in the 90s.
Aha.
Sense.
There it is.
Tim, would you say whoomp?
I would say whoomp.
Hmm. Quite.
Whoomp, there it is. Whoomp, there it is. Hit me.
Speaking of which, Battlefield Alita or whatever was produced or executive produced by James Cameron, right?
Yes.
Did you see him say that Aquaman wasn't realistic enough?
No.
That just cracks me up.
What?
I can't remember his exact quote, but it was something to the effect of Aquaman is stupid because it wasn't realistic. I'm like, you're kidding me. The movie about the sea people who live underwater and talk to fish wasn't realistic enough for you? Why don't you go make another movie about blue people who live on a groundswell of unobtainium and shut the fuck up, douche.
How do those mountains float? Because it looks really cool. All right, rule of cool.
I'm curious about the source material for Battle Angel now. I was like, I kind of want to see where this goes a little bit. You know, I mean, who doesn't like a young lady kicking ass, taking names? Yeah. And I saw it in 3D. And I was going to tell this to somebody.
Coming
like,
in your face in 3D.
She's like, is it worth it? I'm like, it gives a death. She's like, that is 3D. I'm like, yeah, you know, what I meant is, I don't know if it really adds anything besides, like, it looks 3D. Like, I don't know if you're like, oh, shit, I'm totally glad I saw that in 3D.
I'm never glad I saw that in 3D. Well, that's not true. Doctor Strange. I was like, that added something I felt like to watch it in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, a lot of it is Doctor Strange going, whoa, look at this amazing thing around me. And at that exact time, you're going, whoa, look at that amazing thing around Doctor Strange.
And in a couple of cases, it's, whoa, look at this amazing thing around me. They were judicious, but there was a couple of things where it's like, this is going to pop way out.
Yeah, like my dick.
Like dick. Your little dick. I mean, whatever size you have is great.
Noah offers his sincerest dick apologies.
Whatever you're rocking, beautiful, beautiful.
Whatever cock you're rocking, don't be knocking.
All cocks are beautiful.
Okay.
Yikes.
I mean, I feel like I could disprove that with one soul-crushing Bing search.
I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, Andy.
Mm.
And booty is in the hand of the beholder.
Yeah.
Because I'm beholding that booty.
Yeah.
No?
You're beautiful.
Oh, I forgot to say my one major complaint about Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You, which I'm sure has been noted elsewhere, that In Da Club, which features prominently in the trailer, and is one of the main reasons that I decided to go see it, is not in the movie.
Huh.
I assume that that was the plan. And then as it got close to release date, they're like, we can't work out a deal for the rights to the song for the movie. So we made this crappy ringtone that I think someone spent 5 minutes on an auto-tuner creating. However, I've been listening to Inda Club on repeat to and from work since, I don't know, Wednesday. It's a good song.
Nice.
My show, my flow, brought me the dough that bought me all my fancy things.
All right. Yes, it did.
Do.
My crib, my car, my jewels, my house. I done came up and I ain't changed. I had to drop off the N-word. Oh!
No, Tim.
That's something that happened in my week.
You got called nigger?
No.
Did you call someone else that?
No. You're right. That was not the best segue ever.
Okay.
You'll see in a second. Huh? We got a sensitivity training at work.
Ah.
It was like this lawyer who gave this hour-long presentation about, you know, and what among the things was, like, look, just because they say that word in a song doesn't mean you can say that song, that word at work. Even if you're just quoting the song. Just go with the radio edit.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any person of color have an achy, breaky anything. That's our word.
Yikes. You can keep it.
I'm going to keep it alongside the mayonnaise.
But, like, so she was making these awful jokes in between because she's like, I know these things are awful, so I'm going to spice it up with jokes in between. Like, why did the mushroom always get invited to the party? And I mumbled in my breath, because he's a fun guy. Because he was a fun guy! And, like, it wasn't getting much of a reaction. She's like, ooh, you guys are like a newsstand. We're full of issues. You guys are full of issues.
Oh, boy.
You know, there's a couple of dads out here, and we've heard all the dad jokes.
And, like, we went back afterwards. We went back up, and one of my coworkers was like, I like how Tim knew the punchline to every single one of her jokes. I was like, because those jokes are older than jokes. I was like, I'm feeling harassed as a comedian right now. I need a safe space from these awful jokes.
These jokes are my Vietnam.
Yeah, that was it. That was not enjoyable.
Mm.
And also, we're moving from the third floor to the first floor to our tiny, tiny little office.
That's fun.
Like we've moved from an office into a dorm room.
That's
not looking forward to it. That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't sound great.
But at least we have a window. No, actually, we don't. We don't have a window.
Draw a window on the wall.
They're going to give us a painting of a lighthouse. I'm like, that ought to do it.
Living in rural Maine as we do, this will make us feel right outdoors.
I suggested we put a flat screen on the wall with a webcam of the outside. And the bonus being, we could change it to any webcam of any outside. Look, guys, we're in Finland. I was shot down.
Oh, no, guys,
down.
Godzilla's attacking. I thought this was hooked up to webcams.
Oh, no, guys, it's last week's episode of The Orville.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
We used to do that when I first started there. They just, like, Netflix streaming was relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had a flat screen, and people could just pick whatever they wanted off of Netflix streaming. And at the time, it was super popular to watch The Cosby Show. That's how long ago it was.
Wait. It's been a minute.
Oh, man. That's a great show. I should watch it again. Such a wholesome guy, that Cliff Huxtable.
Why don't you enjoy some pudding while I put it in your butt?
I just remember, like, I read an article about, like, multiple women who were, like, regaling their stories. I'm just like, ugh. Like, how do you
not
believe
it's like,
people?
Are these women going to stop talking? I got Cosby Show to watch.
I was like, at some point, you just got to be like, you know what? Maybe, even if a couple are lying, it was like 40-something women. I'm like, yeah. I feel like some of them are telling the truth. Like, probably most of them. Maybe probably all of them, if I had to guess.
I mean, Noah, I mean, come on, you got to be reasonable about this, because really, nobody else was there. Nobody knows what happens. It's a he said, she 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 said.
Continued on next page. She said, she said,
she said. Ooh. Yeah, where were we? Work stuff. Work moving. Oh, we're moving too, maybe.
Like whole building?
Yeah. there was a new hire. A bunch of us were heading to lunch on Friday, and someone's like, oh, hey, we got a new hire. We're like, oh, come on, new guy. So we grabbed lunch. He's like, so is it true the office is moving? We're like, is it true the office is moving? It wasn't like even an open secret. It's been like 6 months since the office leadership just openly said that we've outgrown the space in this office and that they're looking for new space somewhere in Atlanta. But everything that has been said officially so far, and actually there's an office meeting like this week, so maybe I'll hear more about it then. Everything official, though, has been like we're looking at space. It may be two spaces. It may be like two equal spaces. It may be like one big space and another satellite space. And like these are the kinds of areas in Atlanta that we're looking at. But one of the options was staying in the same building that we're in and just getting more space in that building, which would have been a real short move. But other options are like move a relatively significant distance away. And so like, as they're like going down all of these lists, I keep thinking to myself of like, okay, so that would suck less. That would suck more. That would suck less. That would suck more. Yeah. So it looks like they're, I guess now the 14th hand or whatever it got to me, version is that the main office, it will be like one main office and then one like satellite office. And the main office will be closer to my house, which is good for me.
That is good for you.
Yeah. There are a couple of people who live where they live because of easy access to the current office, though. And it's not, I mean, it's not going to be super far from it. And, you know, there will still be lots of, like, transit options and everything for them. But, like, I don't think there's anybody that lives, like, walking distance away. But there's definitely people, there are several people who live within, like, 2 miles of the office. And now they will not live once this happens. But fuck them. None of them are me. No, don't Booyah? Fuck them. What was that?
Booyah?
Booyah. Yes, booyah. Thank you, Tim.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys feel about the new Men in Black trailer?
There's another one?
Sorry. The new movie.
I'm in it.
Cautiously optimistic in spite of having seen Men in Black 2 and 3.
I don't remember 3.
Yeah.
I enjoyed 3. I enjoyed 2. I mean, nothing was good as 1.
3 had Josh Brolin and Jemaine Clement, and still was apparently forgettable enough that Noah doesn't even remember it happened, Tim. So.
Oh, it had no one from the original movie in it.
No, it had Will Smith.
Oh.
And Tommy Lee Jones.
And Tommy Lee Jones.
He time travels to back to when Tommy Lee Jones was Josh Brolin.
Yes, when he was like 23. He's like, ooh, that's a hard 23.
I do vaguely remember that.
He has to jump off the Chrysler Building in order to go back in time. I think it's the Chrysler Building. Could have been the Empire State Building.
Yeah, one of those. Pretty sure it was the Chrysler Building. But, yeah, it was, yeah.
Well, I find Chris Hemsworth funny, so I am optimistic about it being funny.
Yes. Yeah, and, like, knowing how much he ad-libbed successfully in Ghostbusters, that makes me even more optimistic.
Oh shit, those were ad libs in Ghostbusters?
Oh, the whole thing about can I bring my cat to work? That was entirely an ad lib. He came up with having a dog named Mike Hat.
I love him more.
Yes. Yeah, there was a ton of other things. Like I think having the glasses and then like scratching his eye through where there was no lens in the glasses. I think was an ad lib. Like I think he asked like for the glasses, but like and then they just gave him like prop glasses and have the lenses in. I'd have to go back and watch the special features again. But yeah, there's like a shitload of stuff. And apparently like Kate McKinnon and everyone were talking about like how angry they are and how pretty he is and how fucking funny he was at ad-libbing. They're like, we wrote all this stuff and we thought it was great. And then he came in and like some of the best fucking jokes are him ad-libbing. And it's just not fair for him to be that pretty and still do this.
But he's,
oh, right.
He's,
that was on Graham Norton, right?
He's a good-looking man and fucking
because he started to sing and Melissa McCarthy was like, it was just this guttural, shut up! You don't get to have that too. Just shut up. Oh, speaking of Ghostbusters, mm-hmm. Did you hear the new one? The leads are going to be a 12-year-old boy and a 13-year-old girl?
I have heard that.
Is this a reboot or is this like many worlds Ghostbusters kind of thing?
It's supposedly a sequel to the original Ghostbusters. I don't know if they're ignoring the second Ghostbusters. I know they are completely ignoring the all-female Ghostbusters.
Oh.
because it takes place in the same universe as the whole Gozer battle and everything.
Wait, so the female Ghostbusters, that had nothing to do with the other one, the first one.
Yeah.
First couple.
Yep. Takes place in a completely different universe.
Yep. Got it. Okay.
There is a credit scene that has a strong homage to the original Ghostbusters.
Right. I mean, like, even the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man showed up in that. So,
this is
like,
true.
It's
yeah.
It's just a remake, essentially.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It treats the first one as if it didn't exist.
Yeah.
Got However, it. There are comics where all the different iterations of the Ghostbusters meet each other. So the extreme Ghostbusters from the animated cartoon, the real Ghostbusters, the movie Ghostbusters, like Bill Murray and them, and then the female Ghostbusters, like they all have an adventure together.
Wait, who was the extreme Ghostbusters?
It was an animated cartoon where Egon, some kid in a wheelchair, and a couple other teenagers were Ghostbusters.
Huh.
I think it might have been supposedly a sequel to the real Ghostbusters, but I don't. But I'm not sure of it. I mean, Egon still had the crazy blonde pompadour.
That was a hell of a thing.
You know why that is, right?
No.
Why all the real Ghostbusters look so different? They didn't want to pay likeness rights to Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Ernie Hudson.
Really?
So they made them look completely different. Yep.
Really?
Like, yep.
Holy
fuck you,
shit.
Get shit. Especially that black one. I remember realizing as a kid, oh, right, there's a Ghostbusters show, and they have to call this the real Ghostbusters because they're not the same thing. That
no,
Ghostbusters show was weird.
Yeah, so that was the one that was just called Ghostbusters was based on, like, some old... I can't remember if it was a movie or like an old TV show, but like it had like an ape and like all the rest of the crazy, crazy shit that was in it. That was all from whatever that other Ghostbusters thing was.
Oh, so this predated the movie.
Yes.
This is hilarious. We did a tan fight many years ago where it was the Ghostbusters versus the real Ghostbusters.
Did we talk about all this?
All of it.
I thought so.
Yeah, I do that. I just, you know, just wanted to rehash for the listeners out there.
Noah's like, episode is over. Flush knowledge. I'm out. I don't need this again. Never.
No, this is so all the listeners understand that we're old now.
The great thing is we don't have enough listeners that remember us from back in those. That's not true. The only listeners we have are the ones who would remember back in those days.
I mean, New Zealand's been here since day one.
Yeah.
I will say somebody commented on the last episode and said it was good, and I wanted to say thank you. So let me find out who that was.
Thank you for still listening.
Murray?
Maybe? No? You didn't like that one? I thought that was pretty good. Hang on. My connection is slow. Tom Nam To Si Haon.
Say what?
That was Noah is hot man meat backwards.
Yes, okay.
As written out, which apparently I can't remember what I said it means when I ran it through a translator, but it means something.
Oh,
it was
two,
Murray.
There's two comments. Sean also commented.
Yes. Yes, it's weird. Sean commented that about the... Oh, that's right. T. Leone was not in Dharma and Greg. We said she was.
That's right. That's
Jenna Elfman.
Jenna Elfman. Yeah, I was going to say Danny Elfman's daughter.
So what was Tia Leone in? Anyway, thank you, Murray and Sean, for listening.
Yes.
Side note, unrelated to any of that, Jennifer Connelly.
Spy note?
Jennifer Connelly, still an attractive lady.
Yeah.
And I did not know she was married to the Vision.
Yeah. I found that out when it was revealed she was the voice of Spider-Man's suit in Homecoming.
Huh. I actually did not know that. I don't pay attention to who's married to who.
Well, because they thought it was funny that Spider-Man's AI was married to Tony Stark's AI.
That is pretty funny.
That's silly. I was going to say something, but now I forgot.
Well, fucking say it then. Come on.
I forgot.
We're waiting.
I forgot. Just leave me alone. Leave me alone. Oh, what's her name? Olivia Wilde. She's married to that comedian guy, which I was also surprised by. Not comedian guy, but like he does comedies.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
I mean, he was on SNL forever, so yes, I would call him a comedy guy.
Okay.
Head from those Underworld movies is dating that freak boy from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, the one that just got broken up with and talked about killing himself? Yes.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that.
I mean, the one with Ariana Grande, right? That guy.
Yeah. I can't remember his
name. Pete Davidson?
Pete Holmes is a different guy. Yes,
Pete Davidson is dating Kate Beckinsale.
Well, yes. Go him.
Yeah, but how? Why?
I mean, Jason's Sudeikis? With Olivia Wilde kind of confuses me.
I mean,
he's a handsome fella.
I was gonna say, go back and look. You're used to seeing him like playing wacky SNL roles, but yeah.
But also it's like to me, I don't find him attractive. That does not mean he's not an attractive person.
He's a handsome fella.
Just 'cause he doesn't tickle your pickle.
And he seems like a good guy. Like Pete Davidson seems like a schmuck. Like every interview I've seen with him, he seems like a tool bag.
I mean, he lost his dad young, and he's had like mental health issues and addiction issues, and he's kind of gone through all that stuff in public.
Seems.
Okay.
I didn't say he was.
All right.
I don't know if they're still together.
I'm just saying, like, I don't want to take a shit on him. Like,
yeah, you know, he's got from some troubles.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Christina Hendricks, husband, but like that always surprised me. I'm like, really, those two?
Was that Jay Moore? No. Jay Moore is married to somebody unreasonably hot as well.
I mean, Jay Moore started pretty hot.
Who's Jay Moore?
He's think of a good-looking white guy who does a Christopher Walken impression, then imagine him aging like milk.
Oh, Jay Moore.
Yeah. Tim, you laugh, but did it work? Show me where I'm wrong.
Nikki Cox, that's who he's married
to. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So wait, who's Christina Hendricks married to? This is fun. Who are they married to with the cast of Tadcast?
Punching above their weight.
Some guy who's an actor who has not been in a bunch of stuff.
You heard it here first, folks. Some guy, not an actor, hasn't been in a bunch of stuff.
Jeffrey Aaron.
That guy.
Jeffrey with a G. Aaron, A-R-E-N-D. And again, just my own personal preference. Like,
yeah, no. Comb your hair.
Noah, the gigantic bouncing titties want what the gigantic bouncing titties want.
I mean, true. I'm not here to tell Kate Beckinsale what to and not to do with her life.
Yeah.
Or Christine Hendricks, or anybody for that matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I'm really not here to tell anybody what to do, except for Zack Snyder. Stop making Superman movies.
Yes. We're not here to imply that any of these ladies made a poor choice in the love of their life. We're merely saying they are significantly more attractive than the men that...
in our opinion. In the grand scheme of things, means nothing.
Yes, I was going to say that. And keep in mind that we don't find men... We can be aware of men being attractive, but we typically don't like walk around understanding the attractiveness of men just in everyday lives. Like if somebody said like,
Ryan Reynolds is gorgeous.
Yes.
I'll tell you that right now.
Yes. Gorgeous.
Yes.
He is gorgeous.
Yes.
Like he was made out of clay by the gods.
Yes.
I don't actually find him that. He's got like a little bit of weak chin or something going on. I don't know. I don't love his face.
Oh, well, no, you're just objectively wrong. But let me tell you something, guys. Matt Damon can get it.
Really?
I'm not saying I'm feeling a little bi-curious or anything, but I'm telling you guys, Matt Damon can get it.
I mean, Idris Elba, that is a good-looking man.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Maybe, Michael Fassbender. I'm like, yep.
I can see it.
I don't know. I don't think Michael Fassbender can get it, mostly because I've seen it. And I'm scared of it. So I'm not gonna give it. You know?
John Hamm. Yeah.
Again.
I want that Hamaconda.
Again, all peens being equal, John Hamm can get it. But I've seen too many very suggestive shadows in the mid-thigh region.
But like, but you know what?
Like, me and Noah went for John Hamm at the exact same second.
He didn't do it for me before, but then I started watching videos. I'm like, oh, fuck, he's a charming dude.
He is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, it just him in Tag. I feel like Tag, they just wrote, like, John Hamm does John Hamm stuff and just let him go.
I watched that. You talked about it a couple episodes back, Noah, the Fill Your Guts or Spill Your Guts thing with James Corden, and John Hamm was on it.
Yes, yes, yes. Go, Sean.
It's your birthday. I watched that. It was very good.
John Hamm will fill your guts.
He will kill your guts.
And then some.
Tim.
What'd I do?
Name the episode John Hamm will fill your guts.
All right.
Name it Hamaconda.
All good choices, Tim. You know what? You always make good choices.
Name it John Hamm twice.
When he drank the cheese dog, was it a chili cheese? No, it was a corn dog smoothie. No, there was cheese involved in it. Anyway, it was some sort of dog and bread and cheese and mustard that was put into a smoothie, and he was supposed to drink it. And then, like, he drinks a little bit of it and goes back and starts chugging it. And James Corden's like, "No, stop!"
Were you a fan of that?
I was. I was like, this is good times. This is why you want celebrities around. He's like, we should have done this after we had our interview.
Oh, man.
Good times, everybody.
Shall we bring this in for landing?
We should.
Yes, I will agree with that. But before we do sign off, I must tell you guys, if you really want to know who in Hollywood is swinging meat, do yourself a favor and see if you can find a GIF of Willem Dafoe. There's some super old movie where there's a bunch of people running around nude. I think he has to avoid tripping over it.
Was that Deer Hunter? Or no, not?
No, I think it was like some like experimental art piece. I'll see if I can...
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find it.
And he gets kicked in the balls and they explode.
No. That's Antichrist.
Oh, and that's not what you're thinking of.
Yeah, no. He was in Antichrist and he was in... Nymphomaniac, and apparently in both of those, when you get the full body shots, I think they're both Lars von Trier, and Lars von Trier said that he used a body double because Willem Dafoe's actual penis is so comically huge that audiences would be immediately taken out of the scene, or something to that effect. I'll see if I can find the exact quote on that, too. No, but this was like some, like... something
so
from
Dafoe,
like the
large
60s.
Penis. Top result, it's 9 famous people you didn't know had Mondo Dongs.
And there we have the episode title. Mondo Dongs.
Liz Pecker was so immense it looked like a water bottle. James Woods penisifies biology. Williams Dafoe dick is confusingly large.
That's what it was. Confusingly large.
Oh my gosh. John's ham boner is a long John. LBJ gave his jumbo pork sword an appropriate nickname. Jay-Z's humongo peen cannot be contained by Beyonce. Oof.
Oh, right. Oh no.
And Rasputin's creepy mummy wiener looks like a footlong alien. Frank Sinatra was ashamed because of his colossal wing. Huey Lewis is hip to be grande in the crotch hog department.
Really? He's a local boy.
Swinging that local dick.
Artisan, locally sourced.
That's what I was going to say. Like, artisan, local dick.
And you've just heard the news.
That's the penis news.
That's what he says at the end of his concerts.
Oh.
But he doesn't have concerts anymore because he's suffering from hearing loss.
Aww. All right.
Way to end it on a downer.
Sadness.
This Willem Dafoe dance is weird.
You found it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a lady who's barely moving, looks a little concerned, and then he's just all over the place with socks on.
Yep.
in a porn stash.
Yep.
The world's a weird place.
Yep.
That's Sandcaster this week.
Yep.
You tip like, I just want to wrap this fuck up. Why you keep talking, Noah?
Remember, spay and neuter your John Hams.
Don't want a bunch of little mini hams running around.
I mean, they're not mini.
Do we, though? Do we, though?
They're maxi.
I mean, kind of.
Please don't spay or neuter John Hamm.
No, no.
Leave him be.
Yes.
He's not bothering you.
Yes. I feel like the future health of the human race is, like, incumbent on him surviving and procreating. Like, the next phase of evolution is going to be...
All right. Tap it down.
That charming motherfucker.
Not today, spacious office on the third floor.
Aww.
So many things not to trust. And you go.
This week, I hate that Tim's not going to see how awesome my new office is. And Donald Trump and his bullshit emergency is followed by his vacation, I guess.
Oh, I got it. Never trust Trump.
Yes.
That's
it. I mean, that's just a... We should make that as a t-shirt. Remember, never trust Trump. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! My wife neglected to shut the door, so vamp for a moment, and then we'll start the show.
Vampity vamps, vamp on tramps. Vampity tramps, vampity vampity tramps.
I'm back.
Timmy, good. Back again. Blah, 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 blah.
Mmm. Delicious.
Stop it.
Okay.
Tim loves it. Tim loves it.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, we talk about and spoil Russian Doll. I'm obsessed with Happy Death Day to You. We talk about Alita Battle Angel. We talk about moving desks at work. And then we objectify male and female celebrities. And when you hear this sound...
Go Shorty, it's your birthday.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Have a week?
Yes, have a week.
I will have a week. Ha-ha!
I'll have two.
Oh, we didn't talk about Valentine's Day. Did you guys have a good Valentine's Day? Wait, did you just stop recording?
No, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't do anything. I drank tiki drinks on Valentine's Day.
Whoop, nice. Whoop. My wife and I got each other candy.
Yeah.
My wife and I did fuck all.
That is the married way to do Valentine's.
I got her a card, and she got me a couple of Hershey's, not Hershey's, Squirts. Reese's peanut butter hearts. No.
Little Hershey squirt for you.
Oh, that was when I went and saw Happy Death Day. It was Valentine's Day. I was like, bye, babe.
I love you. I'm going to go see a movie alone now.
Well, in fairness, in fairness, she was gone most of the night because her friend was in town. And so, like, we came home, saw each other, kisses, hugs, all that good stuff. And then she went off to visit her friend. And then as soon as she came back, 5 minutes later, I left for my movie. Tim, why didn't you go while she was at the movie? That's a good question that I don't have a good answer for.
Wait, where were your kids?
They were here. My mom was here, too.
Oh, okay. So you could
have. So if I'd gone to an early movie, we would have come back about the same time. But for some reason, I thought it was better to not leave until she got back. I don't know why. All right, that wasn't a great after credits thing, but you know, we got a bunch of stuff in there, and we can use it.
We did.
Good job, Tim.
Yep.
We
and...
did it.